Well, I think it is really because of the consequences of that passing, because Musika was the linchpin and being zapped on to ZANU-PF. Now, with him passing, the implications for the unity accord are serious. So I suppose they were debating what will happen now, how will they handle it, and how will the people in Matabeleland or in Zapu, you know, handle it and so forth. They are, you know, in a quandary.
Looking at the few Zapu cadres that are still in this unity accord, who is likely to succeed him?
I think Johnny Boma is the most senior from the former Zapu, or at least in terms of the current hierarchy of ZANU-PF. John Boma, who is the national chairman of ZANU-PF, is the most likely to take over from Joseph Musika. But I think there are also stories that Obed Mupofu may also be the heir apparent. He is favored by Mugabe for various reasons, and so he might be the one who will, you know, replace Joseph Musika as vice president, because the agreement they signed with Zapu says one of the vice presidents must always be from Zapu. I doubt that Thabo Kayamoyo would be the likely candidate, although he is also high up in the hierarchy of Thabo Zapu.